whatever comes to us. I know that's on down the line 2 or 3 years from now, but as it gets closer and closer, if we don't make the upgrades now, it's just going to be an all-encumbering number. It's just going to be overwhelming.
And their sand filtration process was the original process that was state-of-the-art back in 1993, and there's a lot more efficient and economical as far as money savings to operate options out there available today that wasn't available that many years ago.
Do you have any questions, Laura?
Okay, what you've actually presented is on the first one, $138,704.67, is number one and two.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that 100. I'm just looking at that just to determine how much money would be left unencumbered in the incorporated area funding agreement budget that we have this year. But both of these projects together would be $138,704.67. Did I answer your question?
Okay.
I might have got off track.
Okay. When you say both of them together, the other one that's including the 90, you're just saying that both of these two, so
yes, added together.
This is a separate one, the 91,000.
The 91,000 and
no,
47,000
yeah,
are together in that.
You're totaling them together,
yeah.
38?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought I heard in the very beginning you say something like 156,000.
No, I may have misspoke, but it's $138,704.67.
That's fine. So what we have today is just the two projects.
Yes.
The two funding agreements.
Yes, two funding agreement requests.
And they totaled $138,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this was part of the original?
Yes.
And it doesn't affect what we talked about last week?
No. No, they should be completed.
I think that's what we were needing.
This year for sure.
You guys want to do them individually? Or? Yeah.
I like that, having the total number together, because I got confused with the two separate and the three project, you know,
okay,
the way it was written out.
Well, but there are two different funding agreements, so do you want to make the motion together or individually?
In this situation, I'd like to make it together.
Okay. Move to approve the funding agreement by and between Hollister, City of Hollister and Taney County, for the wastewater treatment facility infrastructure upgrade project and the wastewater treatment facility improvement project for the feasibility and hydraulic study.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Mutual cooperation agreement for operation of the 911 emergency telephone system, 2018, number 18-074. Dated June 8, 2018, from our county attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the revised mutual cooperation agreement for the 911 emergency telephone system between the City of Branson, Taney County, and the Sheriff.
Gave us the options, and I think what we had the 911 administrator looking at was the percentage of the calls and the breakout.
Right. On June 11th, during the county commission meeting, you requested that I compile data that would show how many 911 calls have terminated at each 911 primary PSAP for the last 2 years. The two primary 911 PSAPs in Taney County are located at the Branson Police Department and the Taney County Sheriff's Department. The 911 calls terminated for 2016 and 2017 are listed on the sheet that I provided for you. And I included the assisted calls and the 911 calls that are directed to the PSAPs for 2016 and 2017 also. The assisted calls are 911 calls that are touched basically by one or more 911 dispatch center or PSAP. And a 911 call that goes direct to a PSAP, that means that that is answered by a primary PSAP directly that goes to Branson Police Department if it's in the city limits of Branson, or then goes to directly to the Sheriff's Department should it be outside the city limits of Branson.
Did you send that via email?
Yes, I did. On June... June 20th. What I presented with you with in the email are actual 911 records, actual calls records. I understand that there are calls for service that were discussed before, and they are processed in the 911 PSAPs other than 911 calls, and that's reflected in CAD records, computer-aided dispatch logs and records. But that is not what our contract discusses, and that's not what we are covering in the contract. That's a function of what they do in the dispatch centers, but that's not what the contract is covering. What we are talking about in our contract is 911 calls and 911 call taking and 911 calls specific to calls coming in and call taking.
So we had discussion with the city of Branson and that, and the terminated amount, did we come to an understanding that where the call actually was terminated at was what was the person it was finally intended to, and that's where it
The totals that I came up with are the percentages in 2016 and 2017. What I did was I came with the calls in from the 911 records, and these are the calls that were terminated from at the PSAPs. These do not reflect any dispatch ending of calls, because that is a portion of the dispatch functionality and policy and procedure at the individual department. But as of the end of the 911 call, what I've given you is those terminations and where they ended.
As far as percentages go, I note that the assisted and the terminated percentage is the same, the 61-39.
Yes. Yes.
You guys got this report? So it seems like it's pretty accurate as far as kind of what we originally were thinking as far as percentages. I mean, am I missing something? I just want to make sure I'm not. What's that? Budgeted this year for, let's just use 2017 numbers. How much did we give the Sheriff's Department versus Branson?
In 2017 for Branson, it was, do you want the total for each PSAP?
How much money did we give Branson? How much money did we give Sheriff's Department?
Branson was $249,426.78.
Okay.
The sheriff was $232,132.37.
That was based on employees' salaries.
Five.
It was based on employee
yes.
salaries.
Yes, it was.
Regardless of how it was structured. And
correct.
Is there any reason as to why we shouldn't change how that's paid out on percentage of calls? Am I missing something there?
Just how the contract is. It's however you want the contract to be.
I want to know what's fair and right more than how the contract, we can make the contract say anything we want.
Correct.
What do you guys think? The reason I ask is it looks like you guys are going to get less money this year. So that's what I'm trying to, before we just do that, I want you guys to have a seat at the table, as you said.
Brandon,
sure.
Let me tell you that was, that equaled to 67% of the total revenue that came in. And we still have to make sure that there's enough to fund the rest of operation of 911, so.
Those two numbers combined equal to 67% of total revenue.
Correct.
Right, okay, I understand that.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Thank you. Jeff Matthews, Branson Police. I'm not so sure what the contract in the past, but I understand, you know, what you're saying, that the contract is based on the PSAP incoming calls, not necessarily the termination of those calls and the outcome of the dispatched calls.
It actually has termination.
I think it has termination. I don't think it has actual dispatch.
The volume of dispatch calls?
Right, and there's no way for us to find those numbers. I'm assuming that's something
well, I think
would
it's
have to keep track of, and you would have
yeah.
Because there's no way for the telephone company or however you got that data to know if they actually dispatched or not without your guys' records.
Right, and calls for service is the orange as this is the apple, because we're talking about 911 calls, and that's what the 911 surcharge is supposed to pay for, and that's how it's always been. I'm not saying that you should always do the same thing, that it should always, but that's what the 911 surcharge is intended to pay for, is the calls that come in, not necessarily the dispatch.
The dispatch, because they still have to answer the call.
Correct.
And your gentleman realized the detail that she went into to arrive at those figures to come back as she went over each call. Did you share that with them?
Well, yeah, they know. And they have the calls for service numbers, and the sheriff's department gave me the calls for service numbers, and I sent that to them too. And we have those figures, and I sent you those figures. But I do believe that those two things are comparing apples and oranges, and I think we're here to talk about the apples. We're here to talk about the 911 call taking, so it depends on what you want to cover in the contract and what you want to fund. And that's, you know, that's where I think that the question is how far you want to fund with this. And I can totally appreciate what you're saying and how far the dispatch goes and what needs to be funded. And what the extent of the funding need,
sure.
You know, how much money that it takes to dispatch a call and the whole. But sheriff's out of town right now. Otherwise, he, you know, would be talking about this too. But like he mentioned to me the other day, that's the part that he was talking about, was the apples and the oranges. It's the call taking, and the 911 funds pay for the call taking versus the dispatch. And he did say that he would say that if he was here, but you can confirm that with him. But anyway, go back to what you were saying. I just wanted to clarify that the contract is for that.